Good day to you everyone, this is Noor and welcome to today's video. In today's video, we are going to talk about one of the most critical points when it comes to entrepreneurship, which is how you should see the world as an entrepreneur. Most people see the world differently than entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs need to look for one thing and one thing only, a customer with a frustration, and they need to find a way to solve that frustration. That's it. It's pure problem solving. It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with self-interest. It has nothing to do with entrepreneurship is a cool thing, and so on and so forth. Now, we said that the first thing you have to look for is frustration, a problem, a pain point in the marketplace. And to do that, you actually have to be in love with people. You cannot become a great entrepreneur if you don't love watching people, if you don't love interacting with people, if you don't like understanding people. Now, you might say, I have my own mood, I have my own desires, I have my own interest, I want to make a lot of money, and this is why I want to start a business. Yes, you can start a business because of that, but that is not going to make you a great entrepreneur. You probably will have a good business, and that's not a wrong thing. But if you want to become a successful entrepreneur, you need to shift that attention from yourself to the marketplace, okay? Because once you can find a problem in the marketplace, and once you spend the time to understand the problem from the customer, and once you spend the time to develop a solution for the marketplace, now you get rewarded by the marketplace, okay? So many starting entrepreneurs, if I ask them, why do you want to start a business? Their first answer is this: right now, my financial situation is bad and I want to start a business so I can make more money. And that's the wrong reason, because not having money is not the right reason to start a business, okay? That's not a good idea. You can go and find a better job. You can work as a freelancer. That's a different story. But to become an entrepreneur and to tackle a market share, you must look at the market and the problems that exist in the marketplace. So here is a simple exercise for you, okay? I want you to try something like this. I want you to try for 1 week, just 1 week, okay? Just 1 week. Take your ego out of the way. Take your self-interest out of the way. Take everything that you care about out of the way. Think as you don't exist as a person. Psychological, you don't exist, okay? You're just a body. Now, I want you to take your eyes and focus them 100% on other people, okay? So just listen, your eyes and your ears. So just listen, just observe, ask a question, and if everyone is saying anything, just ask more questions and try to learn what the other person cares about. That's the first thing. The second thing what I want to care about is this. Wherever you go and you look at people struggling with things, try to understand why they are struggling with that thing. Is it a problem with design? Is it a problem with pricing? Is it a problem with customer service? Is it a problem with the customer experience? And so on and so forth. I want you just to observe, okay? Observe everything. Get everything in and then process it, analyze it. And then after a while, you will find that you're actually not interested in yourself anymore and you are only interested in the marketplace. And once you have that kind of mindset, now, my friend, you are an entrepreneur, okay? Because you are looking outside, not inside. Most people, most gurus tell you to start a business, you have to start from your passions, or you have to start from your hobbies or your interests. But the market doesn't give a damn about your interests. It doesn't give a damn about your hobbies. It doesn't give a damn about your goals. It doesn't care in the market. The market cares about who serves it the best. And the best entrepreneurs are problem solvers entrepreneurs, okay? And that's what I want you to become, is to become a problem solver. So, do what I told you. For 1 week, just observe, just listen, okay? Get these ideas and then write them down. And you will find in a week or two, that over time, your brain and your mind is going to adapt to what people are struggling with. And over time, you will start to look for solution for such kind of problem. And with more time, you will start to learn how you can profit from these ideas. Because believe it or not, right now in society, we have so many problems. And to be honest with you, till this moment, I have the money to solve a specific problem, but I don't find the right person or the right service to solve that problem. Okay? So we still need a lot of solutions. But you, as an entrepreneur, need to look for these problems and you need to develop a solution for that. Okay? So that's going to be for today's video. Look outside, forget inside for a while, and focus on people. Love people. Okay? Love people. Love talking to people. Love asking people questions. Be interested in other people. And once you do that, my friend, you are on the right track. That's going to be for today's video. We are going to talk about another point in the next video. Until then, I will see you. This is Noor with Allah. Bye-bye.